I'm Vivek Shanbhag, a writer from Bangalore, India. I write in Kannada, one of the South Indian languages. I'm going to read from my novel Gachar Gochar, translated into English by Srinath Perur. Vincent is a waiter at coffee house. It's called just that, coffee house. The name hasn't changed in 100 years, even if the business has. You can still get a good cup of coffee here, but it's now a bar and a restaurant. Not one of your low-lit bars with people crammed around tables, where you can come to suspect that drinking may not, after all, be a wholesome activity. No, this place is airy, spacious, high-ceilinged. Drinking here only makes you feel cultured, sophisticated. The walls are paralleled in wood to shoulder height. Old photographs hang on the sturdy square pillars in the center of the room, showing you just how beautiful this city was a century ago. The photographs evoke a gentler, more leisurely time, and somehow coffee house still manages to belong to that world. For instance, you can visit at 7 in the evening when it is busiest, order only a coffee and occupy a table for 2 hours, and no one there will object. They seem to know. Someone who simply sits there for so long must have 1,000 wheels spinning in his head. And they know those spinning wheels will not let a person be. Eventually, he'll be overwhelmed, just like the serene spaces of those photographs that buyers devoured and turned into a cluttered mess we have around us today. I will read a few sentences from the Kannada original just to let you know how it feels in the original. Vincent coffee house nalli waiter agiddane. Adara hesaru coffee house ashte. 100 varshagalashtu halaya hesaru badalagadiddaru vyavahara badalagide. Iga adondu bar and restaurant. Adare olleya coffee kuda doriyo bar and restaurant. ಮಂದ ಬೆಳಕಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಇಕ್ಕಟ್ಟು ಟೇಬಲ್ಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಕಿಕ್ಕಿರದ ಜನರಿಗೆ ತಾವೇನು ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದೇವೆ ಎಂದೆನಿಸುವಂತೆ ಕುಡಿತ ಪೂರೈಸುವ ಜಾಗ ಇದಲ್ಲ. ಭರಪೂರ ಗಾಳಿ ಬೆಳಕಿನ ಎತ್ತರದ ಛಾವಣಿಯ ಮೋಜಿನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಪಾಪಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆ ಹುಟ್ಟಿಸಿದ ಕುಡಿತವನ್ನು ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಭ್ಯ ಸಂಭ್ರಮದ ಚಟುವಟಿಕೆ ಎನಿಸುವಂತೆ ಮಾಡುವ ಜಾಗ.